Blog Talk Radio.
Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love performed for me.
Nails in your hands, nails in your feet,
piercing your side.
Could barely breathe.
Could have came down, yet you remain standing in awe of the price you paid.
I never knew of a love so true.
You gave your life and still I heard you. Lost so many times to supply you again.
But I repent, forgive me for my sins.
You played it all up on the cross. You bled and died, cause I was lost. So here I am, surrendering all. Lord, hear my cry. On my knees I fall. You paid it all. Oh, oh, you paid it all. Oh,
I realize I'm no good. Ooh.
Ain't no money I can pay in exchange for the blood you shed for my sins.
For
I surrender my heart, my life, my all
as a living sacrifice, Lord.
I give up everything that's not pleasing. So I can have everlasting life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I got to do this. So once again, I'm so sorry. I really apologize. My system is really, I don't know, the devil is just constantly busy. But please do this with me. Trust in me and allow me to do this over, because for this to be effective, I just want you to know, listen, I'm going to do this over because I want everyone to hear this song. I want, this is part of my sermon. It is part of my teaching on tonight, and I want you to listen and allow your spirit to receive it. I don't care where you're at. I don't care what you're doing. Take time. If you can just take maybe 4 to 5 minutes to get into a place to prepare your mind and prepare your spirit for worship, just for a thank you worship, allow, I have to do this because this is how the Spirit is leading me. And I know how effective it's going to be. And I know it's a part of this message. So if you're in the gym, if you're on the road, pull over to the side. If you're babysitting, find that sacred spot just for 4 minutes and just be thankful. We're going to do this show again. We're going to do this from the beginning because I will not cheat you. And the Lord will not cheat you. Amen. And we will not cheat God out of his worship.
For so long I was silent, for so long I did not have a song of praise. Depression filled my days and clouds blocked my way, but there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is long for song with thee. I choose to worship. Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. Say it with me, come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to, but I made up my mind I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness, he'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm gonna worship.
I can't lay here and die. I gotta seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing me.
He's healing me.
I'm
I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm gonna worship, yes I am. He's healing me.
Heal me. I'm gonna worship.
Oh, he's healing me. Yes, he is.
Heal me. I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship you.
I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. My heart is long for moments with thee. I choose to worship.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you once again. This is your Fix It Six, and I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. And once again, I'd like to apologize for our technical difficulties. Amen. But believe me, between prayer and me finding out what's going on, I believe the Lord will have it manifested already for next week, if not before. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is good today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I choose to worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I choose to worship. I refuse to lay here and die. I choose to worship you because I know you will heal me. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just got to remember that God is working from the time you get up to the time we go to sleep at night. God is working. He has given us breath to breathe life. He has given us trees with oxygen. He has given us eyesight to see his beauty. He has given us foot and legs to walk. Amen. He has given us lips and tongue to speak peace and to speak his word to not only those who are saved, but most of all to the lost. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for the rising of your sun this morning. We thank you that you allowed us to rise this morning. We thank you that you gave us a full day. We thank that you walked with us that today. We thank that you kept us throughout the day, Father. And we ask you, Father, just to bless those who are caught up in the storm, caught in the heat wave, God. We just ask you to send a miracle their way, Father. Send hope, Father. Send a breeze. Blow on them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, let this day that you have made be prosperous, not only wealthy, Father, but in wisdom and understanding and knowledge of you, God. Father, put a fire under us to continue to worship you. Put a fire in us to praise you even more, God. Put a fire in us to be even more grateful, God, that you keep us throughout the day, God. And we love you and we honor you and we praise you. We ask you to bless our family and our friends. We ask you to bless those that are struggling, those who have had accidents in Florida and Puerto Rico and all those foreign cities where buildings are blowing up and earthquakes, Father. Please watch over them, Father. Cover us with your blood, God. We know that you're doing something and we know that you're making a way out of no way. So we're going to let it be your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, last week we spoke of the gospel and we talked about the gospel. We talked about the definition of the gospel and we went through a few scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. We just, we talked about the results of the gospel in us. We talked about how we must detach from those that are not walking like Christ. Amen. We talk about how the scriptures describe the gospel, how the scriptures describe the grace of God, how the scriptures describe promise, and how the scriptures describe the glory of Christ and the word of truth and salvation, well as peace and the kingdom of God. Amen. Today we want to conclude and we want to I have a few scriptures. One might be a little long, but that don't mean we're going to be as long as it. We're going to be as long as it takes. Amen. Glory to God. But we are not going to sell God short, and we're definitely not going to sell His people short. Amen. We want to talk about the spreading of the gospel. Amen. Because there's a lot of ways to spread the gospel. We're spreading the gospel over the airways. Some people spread it through books and newspapers, and a lot of people spread it through the church, and people spread it through evangelism. We just want to continue to do what Jesus says do, and that's spread the gospel. Amen. And I have maybe four scriptures. Like I said, I won't be long. Hallelujah. And we're going to the very first scripture, because I just want to save one scripture for last, because I want us to read and get an understanding. But the very first scripture I want to go to, if you have your Bibles with you, please, if you need time to go running, get it. Amen. We'll wait. Amen. But the first scripture will be St. Mark's, amen, chapter 16. And we're going to start at verse 15 through 18. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for being you, Lord. I don't want to thank you for nothing else but being you right now, because I'm not saying I won't thank you for nothing else, but I need to continually thank you for being you, because it's you that changes my mindset. It's you that talks to me and speaks to me and directs me. It is you who lets me know that you are still there. It is you who lets me know that you will never leave me nor forsake me. It is you who will remain with me through the end of time. And even in then, we will rejoice together in heaven. So I want to praise you and thank you for that. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The book of St. Mark read, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach." Go ye unto them. He said, go ye into all the world. Leave no parts of the world undone. Amen. And preach. Preach that word. Break it down. Make it plain. Let it be of God. Let it be anointed of God. Preach his word. Amen. Preach the gospel to every creature. No matter what sin we are walking in, no matter what sin we're not in, no matter what we look like, what we have, what we don't have, all God's creatures should know his word. Amen. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And a lot of times we need to express that. We need to express that last verse of that last sentence in verse 16. Amen. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And it's not to put fear or scare anyone. It's just to tell the truth. It is to tell what the gospel speaks of. Because a person needs to know that if you do not decide to go God's way, this is the way we're headed. This is the way you're headed. Amen. And I believe that in families, how the husband, the wife together, the head of the household, be it male or female, hopefully the male, we have to teach our children. We have to teach them by walking that lifestyle, not preaching the word down their throat, but they seeing us do something else or see us behave a different way. Amen. And that is the truth, because, you know, our family is our responsibility. Even if you don't live with your sister, you don't live with your brother, you don't live with your uncle, as a saved person, that is our responsibility. We have to let them know. No, we're not saying it, oh, you're going to hell. But the Bible says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe, and the name shall they cast out devils. In my name, even in that, in Jesus' name, I cast out that devil of despair, of poverty, of bad health, of lying, deception, whatever it may be, in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name, they shall cast out devils. they shall speak with new tongues. Amen. Those that are anointed and the Holy Ghost has upon them, and they gave them new tongues, and in that tongue, God, that is the word of God. So right there, you know that you are saved, because it says, in the name, in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues, not made up tongues, not mimic tongues, not pretended tongues, not mocking somebody else's tongue, but God says new tongues. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to go over to the book of Philippians real quick. And just I just have two scriptures I want to read in the book of Philippians. Lord help me. Hallelujah. And we're going to go to chapter 1-5, and then I want to go with right over to verse 18. Amen. Because in this spreading the gospel, we have to be prepared. We have to pray. We have to have like a prayer of thankfulness, the prayer that we, before we go out, we pray to God. We say, Father, thank you for giving me strength. Thank you for using me. Thank you for my assignment. Whatever your prayer of thankfulness is, amen. I'm going to start at verse 1, and I'm going to go down to verse, stop at verse 7, and then we're going to go right over to verse 18. I'm not going to go because I do have a scripture that I want us to really try to get into. Amen. Paul and Timothy, the servant of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons. Grace be unto you, peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And I like the way they greet the service of God. We got to get back into greeting the man and woman of God as who they are. Pastor, deacon, deaconess, apostle, pastor, deacon, deaconess, bishop, apostle, teacher, praise and worship leader, minister, reverend, because God has put those titles upon us. God is having us walk in that way of life. So we have to be acknowledged that. That's a sign of respect. Amen. So when I told First Lady today, who's having a conversation, and I say, every time I greet you, I'm going to greet you as an apostle. I'm going to say apostle this, apostle that, apostle. And it's not to be sarcastic, but it's just to let her know that I acknowledge who she is. And I believe that the more I say it, the more whatever power God is activating in her will just flow with her. Because a lot of times that's the flow. It's just like if you're a basketball player and you're a guard, sometimes the coach got to call you to the side and say, you're the star of this team. I need you to take over. And a lot of times it's not to say you don't know who you are or you're not walking in your calling. Every now and then you just need a pat on the back. You need support, that somebody recognizes who you are, and they are what you call your cheerleaders. All right, Apostle, I'm expecting you to make some things happen today. All right, Apostle, I expect when you cook them grits, you cook them with the love of the Lord. You stir that thing up, it'd be more than enough, whatever it may be. All right, Apostle, when we go out today, prosperity is going to follow us wherever we go. When you speak a thing in the atmosphere, it's going to manifest itself, and thus you spoke, we shall get. Amen. Glory to God. If you touch that automobile and you say, I claim in the name of Jesus, and you touch it, I believe that it is yours. Amen. Whatever it may be, we got to start walking and talking like Christians, not to be phony with it. Walk in your calling and know that you are who God say you are. Amen. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Verse 4, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy. Amen. Verse 5, this is the one I like, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't throw in a towel. No matter what it looks like. He said, always in every prayer of mine for you all making requests with joy. He said, I thank God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy. Make your request with joy, because your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, when you go out and spread the gospel, because that's what we should be doing. We have to be spreading it with confidence. We can't go out and say, oh, my God, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I got to go out and minister to these people. You believe they're watching you already. That spirit done went ahead of you. And as soon as they see you coming, I ain't want to hear it. She got problems on. I don't want to hear it. Look, they got their head down. I don't want them to come dragging over me. I'm already having a bad day. We can't go upon the people. We got to go like Jesus, with confidence in Jesus, with Jesus-like power, Jesus-like love, Jesus-like endurance, and we have to walk in the love of Christ. Because remember, Isaiah 61 says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Put yourself in that. Because the Lord has what? Anointed me. Put yourself in that. To preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. We have to put ourselves in me position. Amen, hallelujah. And if I go over to verse 18, it says, what then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. Amen. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Underline that word supply. Your prayer and the supply of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his magnificent name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is good to us, and I'm just believing and trusting, oh my God, that there's going to be so many breakthroughs in this season. And when I say breakthrough, I'm not saying you're going to get a big house, a big car. I'm not saying that, because those things comes with the grace of God and God's timing. I'm talking about taking the shackles off of us. There's some saved people still walking around dragging shackles. You're dragging old memories. You're dragging old pains. You're dragging old things that we're supposed to be delivered from. We're dragging old behaviors and old addictions and old nonsense. And that's why it's built so hard to spread the gospel, because we're so burdened down and wore down with our own stuff that we've been carrying for years and still carrying. When we meet up with somebody that we're supposed to be ministering to, we can't minister to them, because the first thing comes to our mind, how can I minister? I'm going through my own stuff. I ain't got time. You know, I'm telling you, we talk to ourselves like that. I supposed to be going out to do this. I don't feel like it right now because I got stuff too much on my mind. I don't know how this going to get done. She driving me crazy. Every time I turn around, the kids running through here, they need this, they need that, this need to be done, and everything seems to be falling on me. And when I go to work, my ball's getting on my nerves. Okay, we have to listen, and I'm learning myself, and I'm not trying to tell nobody to do anything that I won't do, but we have to learn to get up with the Lord, walk with the Lord, continue to seek the Lord as we are walking with the Lord. And then there's times we have to just be quiet and listen to the Lord throughout the day, because he has instructions and directions for us, because we must continue to spread the gospel for the kingdom of God to be successful. We cannot allow the enemy to continue to just go out and destroy, deceive, manipulate, and lie, and double on, and so on, and we're not doing the part that we must do. Amen? And I want to get into the book of Matthew for a minute, and I want to read 24, and it's some good message, some good verses here that will help us. And it's talking about, from what I've read, it's talking about right now times. And people, you know, it amazes me when people start talking about the end of times. People want to, you know, it ain't the end yet. I still got this to do. I still want to go to the party. I ain't went on a cruise yet. I ain't had a vacation in 15 years. You know what I mean? Listen, I got to get these kids out the house so I can have a good time. No, it's not about that. Because when God is fed up and made up his mind, it is what it is. That's why it's so important to spread the gospel, because we have to get out and tell people about the goodness of the Lord to help change the mindset of the sinner, to help get the sinner to Christ and let him deliver them and let them be saved and let them become kingdom builders and let them pass on the same wisdom, understanding, and knowledge and revelations that God gives them. That he has given us revelation, it's going to be a new time that he give them a new revelation. But if they're not taught correctly, or if they're not, they don't know the process of baptism, going to the altar, getting saved. You know, there's people who believe long as they go to the altar and get saved, they can still smoke. He ain't finished dealing with me yet. I still got to get rid of that. Okay, well, come to Bible study. We're going to help you. Come to baptism. We're going to try to baptize that out of you. You know what I mean? Just start coming to service and walking Christ-like. It'll fall right off you. You won't even know. Most people that I've ever talked to don't even know when they stop smoking. They don't even remember when they stop gambling. They don't know when they stop fornicating. They don't know when they stop lying. Because the Holy Spirit has a way of working as long as you work. As long as you're doing the things that we're supposed to do, study, reading our Bible, fasting, praying, paying our tithes, being faithful to God, being faithful to your wife, being faithful to your husband, being the head of your family properly, praying and doing the things of God, walking in your calling, walking in your anointing and giving God praise and worshiping God. As long as we're doing those things, amen. But we can't, I can't help someone if I don't know how to help myself. So I'm blessed to have the woman of God that I have as a helpmate. See, a lot of times we sit back and we want this and we want that. But if the significant other ain't called by God to assist me, we just two trains about to crash right into each other because we don't know our place. We unequally yoked. You learned the script over here in that church. I learned this over in Baba Louie Church, and you went over there to El Kabam Church, and we just, you know, bouncing off the wall. We have to be under the same understanding and calling of Christ Jesus. Yes, Jesus died on the cross. Yes, he rose on the third day. Yes, he went to hell and beat the crap out of the devil. Yes, he rose up and went to heaven and sat on the right hand of Christ. Yes, I mean right hand of God. Yes, he did. And we have to believe that. Yes, the word of God is what I believe. Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit. Yes, I believe in speaking in tongues. Yes, I believe in the baptism. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. And you got to take the good with the bad. I'm sorry. I just can't marry same men and same women. Just ain't going to do it. Amen. Glory to God. It's not of Christ. Listen, I'm a simple person trying to live a Christian life. That's me. I'm a simple person. I'm just trying to get there. I am trying to do it the way Christ tell me to do it. I am trying to listen more. I'm trying to pray more. I'm trying to study more. I'm trying to read more. I'm trying to get closer to my Father. And I am trying to open up so he can come in and get closer to me and remove all that bad furniture I had in me since 1976. All that bad furniture I bought in 1965, he can take it and put it to the demolition. All that bad furniture that I let come in this house, and the legs is broken off on this one. The lamp ain't worked since I don't know when. The TV is so heavy, I can't even. It's a bunch of junk. It's just a metaphor. A bunch of junk. Some of us just still got a bunch of junk since the time we was born, and we never called the spiritual demolition man to get it out. We never called the spiritual cleaner to take it out. How can God come and rest in me if I'm still filled with junk? He ain't coming in there. He need a pure vessel that he can come into. At least I want him to have room to walk around and say, okay, this first floor is clean. The second floor, now, oh, Lord, let's go up the basement. Let's go down to his basement. Where my junk is hidden at, where I think I didn't hid my sinful natures from Christ. Because a lot of times we have stuff hidden. We think it's hidden. but we just don't want to let it go. So we got it way in the back of the closet. We got all the trash cans in front of it. We so nobody won't go back there and know that's where my skeletons and that's where the stuff that I don't want to let go of. But out here, I just want to be saved. And God needs to go in and be able to rest. He needs to be able to just fall and rest in us. And I want him to be able to rest in me. And I want us to get an understanding that Jesus loves us. He called us. He chose us from the beginning of time. A lot of us, and if we be real with ourselves, we never knew that we would be saved unless you was born that way. Some of y'all probably was born that way. I wasn't. But I was speaking for me then. If I never knew that I would be saved, I never knew that I would call to work for the Lord. I never thought that I would be one to have a desire to serve God, a desire to want to see other people saved, a desire to want to worship God, a desire to want to read and become a better Christian man. Listen, the one thing I truly believe, if God was not in my life, I'd be a plumb fool. I probably wouldn't be married long because she probably wouldn't put up with my nonsense. I wouldn't have respect for nobody because when you're not saved, you're not in your proper place of lining up with Christ. Not to say we bad people, we making bad decisions. We're being led by a different kind of spirit, be it drugs, alcohol, deception, manipulation, lust, whatever it is, it's not of God. If it's not of God, then we're not on the right track. Amen. I said all that to say, like, we got work to do as Christians. Amen. Verse 24, and then we're going to get to our announcements. Amen. Verse 24, I'm just going to read it first, and when we're going to do our announcements, we're going to come back and just go through it a little bit. Amen. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Wow. Just read that. Get it in your spirit. Understand what he's saying. I say unto you, there shall not be left nothing here, one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he set upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come pass. For all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many offend it, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. I want us to just take heed Read that for a few seconds. Let it manifest. Read it. Read it. Read it and see what God is saying. And what part do we play as to spreading the gospel? And what part do we play as being prepared for the gospel? We'll be right back. Amen.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothe yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
don't have to be lost today. You don't have to wander in darkness. You don't have to let the devil rule over your life. But he came, he died on the cross for your sin. And he's right there where you are now. All you gotta do is ask him to forgive you for all of your sins. And he's right there just and able to forgive you for all of your sins and blot out all of your transgressions. That's why he came. He came for you. He came to seek and save you. Why don't you accept? I don't know about you this morning, but I'm so glad that he came. Yes, I am. He came to seek and save the lost. That's the reason why his presence is there. That's the reason why the anointing is there. That's the reason why he's right there in your home. Right there in your God. Right there. Right there in that jail cell, he came to seek and save the lost. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. I came to let you know today that that's why he came. Yes, he did. He came to seek and save the lost.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. This is our announcements. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m., you will be on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil. On Monday night at 6 p.m., your fix at 6 with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. On Tuesday night, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries, at 6 p.m. On Wednesday night, Weekly Word Workout with Lady T, Undisputed Truth Ministry, at 6 p.m. Also, don't forget about Friday night. Friday is Fresh Fire Friday, the blowing of the shofar. You get praise and you get worship songs. And Pastor Matthew McNeil also brings a refreshing word, Fresh Friday Fruit. You don't want to miss none of these days. We thank God for you, you and you. And if you like to be a blessing to the ministry, you may do so or sponsor. You can reach us. Our ministry phone number is 302-883-9799. Also, if you'd like to contact us, you can also reach us at mci2621@yahoo.com. For all prayer requests, you can dial 302-883-9799, text or call, or use our email address. We thank God for you, you and you. May you have a blessed and wonderful day. God bless you all. Jesus loves you, and so do we.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to thank First Lady, as always, for doing such a wonderful job with our announcements. Amen. We thank you for the time that she puts in, not only on Mondays, but Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, making sure all the shows are set up, making sure all the music is where it's supposed to be and all the titles are correct, and making sure all we have to do is come to the studio and sit in our seats and be grateful for having her. So we thank you for that. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to continue before we prayerfully we'll get finished this session this evening, but not. I just want to go fresh review of what we just read in chapter 24. Amen. Because in Matthew chapter 24, it begins with Jesus and his followers leaving the temple. And he had warned them that the temple and everything like it, all earthly things, will be destroyed. And when Jesus and his disciples are alone on the Mount of Olives, the disciples ask Jesus to tell them more about how they will recognize the end of the world. That's the disciples asking Jesus. It's like, and now he's letting us know through the word of God. It's like he told them verbally, but he's letting us know through the word of God what to look for and at the end of the time. Because Jesus teaches them that they should take care and not to be deceived by people who falsely claim to come as his representative. We have to be careful. Amen. And after he left them, he tells them that although many terrible things will happen that will alarm them and cause them to think that the world is ending. Hear me out now. These will not be true signs. The event he predicts includes war, famine, and earthquakes. He also tells them that the disciples themselves will be hated. Hear me out now. That's what the Bible is saying. Tortured and killed because of their devotion to Jesus. And a lot of people, as soon as they read that, they get to understand that, oh, man, I don't think I'm ready for that. Why not? He did it for us. And he didn't even deserve to do it. He died, nails in his hand, nails in his wrist, nails in his feet, thorns in his head, spit on lies. Oh, he did it for us to make sure that we have another chance, to make sure that we don't die and go to hell, but to rejoice and praise and worship him and the Father forever and ever and ever. He did it for us. So don't let those things fear. So what? Now, you know what that tells me? It's my turn to go through whatever I have to go through to be with my Father, to make a sacrifice for somebody else. It will be my turn. Amen. Because I refuse to throw in the towel. That's me. Hallelujah. He said you'll be hated, you'll be tortured, and be killed because of your devotion to Jesus. And he explains that many of his own followers will fall away. They're going to run and betray the rest. And that false prophets will come and deceive many. They're going, wait a minute, I'm going to continue to party. I'm going to go down Sodom and Gomorrah and do whatever's going on down there. But I don't know Jesus. I don't know him. I don't, you know, I just spelled Jesus. I never even said the word. You know, it's going to be a whole lot of stuff. But in the name of Jesus, one of my prayers is, Father, no matter what happens, because, see, we don't know what we're going to do or what we're going to say when that time comes. Oh, but I pray, Father, when that time comes, the only thing comes out my mouth is, yes, I love the Lord, and yes, I am a follower of Jesus Christ, and whatever happens, so be it. Those are the only words I want. I don't want my mind to shift. I don't ask the Lord not to let my heart shift from how I am feeling from the time I got saved to walk my walk in Christ, and even at that moment, Father, don't let my mind shift. Do not let me let fear come upon me of what might happen to me. Let it be so. Let it be whatever you make it in my life. So be it, I am tortured. So be it, I shall, whatever it may be. Because, Lord, I love you enough to be with you and want to be with you. And plus, being saved is part sacrifice. Oh, look up the word sacrifice. As Christians and true Christians, y'all, we know we sacrifice. A lot of us would love to be in the speakeasy, but look what happened in the speakeasy in Philadelphia the other day in the broad daylight. A lot of us would love to continue to be partying and shooting craps and lying and sneaking with this wife and sneaking with that husband and doing all the things that we know is not of God. Amen. But we already know. But this is the part I want to get to. The faithful, hear me out, the faithful will be saved. Oh, hallelujah. That deserves a praise right there. The faithful, because Jesus teaches that those who stay true to him will be saved and that the world will not end until the good news of God's kingdom is proclaimed to the whole world. You hear me out? Jesus teaches that those who stay true to him and his teaching and his ways will be saved, that the world will not end until the good news of God's kingdom is proclaimed to the whole world. But when the world does end, it will be violent and sudden, whoo, like lightning. His followers must not waver or turn back, but continue to follow God's teachings. He tells us that we must not deviate from what he himself has taught, even if false prophets give seemingly credible signs. Know the Spirit of the Lord. Know Jesus' voice for yourself. Know the true gospel of Christ Jesus. Know when he's speaking to you. Build that relationship up now. Wherever you at with Christ now, build it up even more. So you know his presence. You know his voice. You even know his scent when he's in your presence. You know when he's moving in your life. You know when he got to stand still in your life. You know when he got your tongue girded. You know when he got your feet stand still. You even know when he got your heart to change. And you'll know when that person that you can't stand or supposed to be your enemy or whatever it may be, and God changes your heart to just show compassion and love for that person. See, a false prophet, there's some powers they just don't have. But if you know Christ and trust and believe in his word, they can't deceive you. It's only those ears that love to be tickled, because this is what's going to happen. If you like to be prophesied to and love prophecy, that's how the deceiver going to get you. They're going to prophesy everything you believe and want to hear and think that you want to hear and want to feel and want to know. Oh, hallelujah. I knew it was going to come to pass. And yeah, something else going to come to pass, but it ain't what you think it is. But anyway, be